Good morning. We're welcoming Geshe Sangpo back to Kadampa Center today. He's been in India since November, and I think he's going to give us a little presentation about his visit there. We want to greet him in the lobby when he arrives with katas. If you didn't bring your own, there are some loaners in the basket back there, and we'll line up like we did a few weeks ago when Geshe Gelug returned, so we can greet him. This is very auspicious. It's karmically, we create the cause to greet our teachers again when we meet them. And then after the teachings and the announcements today, we'll also have an opportunity to personally present a kata, and or if you have a card or an offering for him to do that at the front of the room. So let's all go out to the lobby and get ready for him. Thanks.
And the gold prayer book, would you turn to page 183 in the gold prayer book? And we'll recite the Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra, which is in between the two lines. If you don't have a gold book but you have a white binder, go to the page that says, that's titled Kadampa Center Prayers. Taya ta mune mune maha munaye soha taya ta mune mune maha munaye and we'll read the four immeasurables in English just one time. Page 34. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. I'll turn to page 37. And we'll chant the four immeasurables chanting version that you see towards the bottom of the page. And if you have the white prayer book, it's the words by the musical notes. Sen chen tam che chant Chenrezig's mantra 8 times and then Green Tara's mantra 7 times. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. tu dare tu re so ha om tare tu dare tu re so ha om tare tu dare tu re so ha om tare tu re so ha om tare tu re so ha Om tare tu re so ha. Om tare tu re so ha. Do I dismiss the children? Oh, now the children can go to their classes.
Good morning. I don't know what I need to say. Last 2 weeks, we went to the India, the holy site, South India, Buddhist holy site, guru of our wonderful member. Then, we almost 5 days, right? Almost 5 days. First, we got the Amarapati, which means Buddha first teach Kalachoka. Bangalore to there almost 11 hours, right? Drove, yeah. Then, after we went to the Nagarjuna holy site, but unfortunately, on Friday, it's closed. We can't go there. Yeah. Then after that, we went to the Ajinta caves. It's really wonderful caves. The second century, but 1870, it's all the jungle cover. Then some of the Buddhist guy discovery. Okay. Then after that, we went we back to the monastery. We stay 1 day rest. Then after, we request to teaching for our teacher Kesa Rinpoche. We received 2 days teaching from Rinpoche. Then we offering very very big puja for close to 4,000 monks. Yeah. Then we did two different big puja and small puja. Then after most of the hours, like except to Kandola, Veniva Kandola and me, then everybody go back to States. Then we stay until the Kalachoker. Yeah. Then Kandola and we went to the Buddha Gaya for Kalachoker for Kalachoker. Then
big kids came to watch you.
Down
okay,
here.
Okay. Maybe later, after a few minutes, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Then we received teaching from His Holiness Dalai Lama almost 2 weeks, right? Almost 2 weeks. Then we received 2 days teaching from our teacher Kesa Rinpoche, three principal aspect of path and 8 verses thought transformation and medicine Buddha initiation. Then after in Buddha Gaya, we received teaching the guide to the Bodhisattva way of life and middle stage of meditation and Kalachoker almost 2 weeks. Then most of this wonderful teaching main message practice good heart. Yeah. I think because why all of us want the happiness, don't want the suffering. Therefore, practice good heart is root of happiness. Therefore, the His Holiness Dalai Lama and my teacher, many Tibetan masters, came again and again remind us to practice good heart. And if you want to happy, and practice good heart. If you practice good heart, you are happy, your kids are happy, your family are happy, and your neighbor community, even like, you know, you can do world becoming happy. Right? Yeah. Therefore, if you are not practice good heart, even though you are wealth, educated, I think cannot benefit other people. Because, like, you know, cause that you are very proud and look down other people who don't have money and uneducated. That's a reality, right? That cause you got suffering, easy to upset. Therefore, the His Holiness Dalai Lama and ours, the teacher, hold this teach main point is practice good heart. Therefore, I just like, you know, send you a message, whatever they said. Therefore, and if you want to happy this life, even you are carry next life, if you practice the good heart. Okay. Then, today we decided to show some photos. The Venerable Kandola pick up the photos. Why we are going to showing like photos? Because we did like, you know, in monastery, big true offering puja. Then first puja is ours all who went to the with me participate the puja, almost like, you know, 4,000 monks. Then the second one is they all go back, Kandola and me did the other puja close to 1,500 monks. Then also we did a Hayagyuwa offering puja. Therefore we did like, you know, three different puja for at the monastery. Why is it we are going to show you these photos? Because we did like a Tara puja. Tara is very connected with our center because our center name is Kadampa. Kadampa is like start from Lama Atisha. Then Lama Atisha and Tara, very good. Kanish? I don't know how to say. Kanishin, yeah, very good Kanishin. Therefore, it's very important. Therefore, we require to do monks like, you know, Tara, ritual, puja, for world becoming peace, and ours, the sankhya, like, you know, develop our sankhya and sankhya member who has, like, you know, difficult, like, obstacle, remove obstacle and successful whatever they're doing. Then especially people who participate this puja, then I think they can see, like, you know, there are money when they went, okay? Therefore, they can, like, you know, rejoice. Then all of us can rejoice. Then if we rejoice, create merit the same rate that Lama Tsongkhapa said. He is never lie. Therefore, we can rejoice, then we can create same merit. Therefore, we decided to show those photos, okay? Then, I think maybe like before we show the photos, we do some breathe meditation, short one, okay? Okay. This meditation is like a Naromba Six Yogin.
Six Yogis of
Naromba, yeah. Okay. It's a little different than other we used to do. Then we have to have thumb push the ring finger like this and close. Okay. Now don't hit your neighborhood, okay? Then please copy for me. Then we do like this, okay? It's good, right? Okay. Okay, do again. Okay. Okay, and another one, do again like this, this side, okay, and last one is when you breathe in, like close your old fingers. You breathe out, now open the old finger, like put in the knee like this, okay? Okay, very good. And silence meditation, only 1 minute, okay? Thank you. Okay. Now we are going to show our beautiful photos, okay? this photo is France Airport. Yeah. And Kandola and I live from here. And rest of our member went to the France for 3-4 days, I don't know. And we met at the airport. Okay. It's Bangalore Airport. Bangalore. On the way to Amarapati, we are going to, we did a coconut party. okay. Geshe Pema and Chambadashi. This is Amarapati. I think Uttar Pradesh, right? Uttar Pradesh. We went to the three different states. Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra and Karnataka. This one is 2007 His Holiness teach here Kalachoka and Buddha fast teach Kalachoka this place. Okay. This is the Ajinta caves. They have many different caves. Some caves are very big, right? Then they have office, they are like, you know, Gempa. There are many, many different, huge. Yeah. Yeah. Then we read the story, 2nd century start and 3rd century finish. Then after that, like, you know, the all the jungle cover, and the 1870 the British take over India. That time, one of the British officer, Tiger Hunt. Then Tiger ran away in one of the cave. Then he discovered this cave. Yeah. Inside the statue, I don't know what happened. Okay. I don't know which one. It's coming. Oh, Dromasi and I offering for Mandala. It's okay.
I'll just mention it. You can't tell from looking at this picture how large that statue is, but it is taller than the height of this room. And there were many, many of them carved in those caves, and really, really amazing expressions of compassion and peace on their faces. So, really amazing.
Okay, these all are Ajinta caves. That's one of the super, right? Yeah. Mm. Oh, now we got the Sarah visit our teacher, Kesa Rinpoche, teaching, request to teaching offering mandala. Those people are come from Tibet, the participate teaching. Who is the king? Yeah. the audio.
That big group of people, we were right outside the room where Kent Rinpoche was teaching. So we were at his house, and there was a large group of people who came to hear his teachings besides just us.
Yes, yes. No, this is our main temple. Then after we offering, we have some time. Then we went to visit His Holiness Palace, and when monks go back to their dormitory, we visit, like, you know, the gemba. That's the gemba. That's a guru photo. That's door, the gemba's door. Oh, with Rinpoche. Rinpoche's house, room.
Geshe, one of the things, when we go back to the picture when we visited Geshe, one of the things that happened at that visit was that both Geshe Tsongpo and Donna requested that Khonsur Rinpoche, Geshe Lobsang Delek, return to the Kadampa Center and teach. And at that time, he said if it was possible, he would hopefully come in 2018. Do I remember that correctly?
Yes.
So it was very auspicious that we were able to be there and make that request personally.
Oh, this food is awesome. Louis and Louis Monk, the other one, Louis.
Yeah. So many people from the center sponsor both monks and nuns, and so that they can continue their studies and practice. And this is Tashi, right?
Yes, Tashi. Yes.
Is someone that Louise has been sponsoring for several years, and within a couple of years hopes to achieve his Geshe degree, right, Geshe-la?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so, and I think Geshe-la in the next couple of months will be talking more about how we can support both nuns and monks in their studies and support of the Dharma.
This is Saraji monks doing puja for us. The Saraj monks. See, we are representative all of you. Even His Holiness Dalai Lama's photo in the puja. Puja, and we serve for lunch. We are not only puja, then lunch, offering money, and tea. This is like you monks serve for lunch. This bread is really good. Chan Master. See? He is
disciplinarian?
Yeah. He dedicate people who donate this puja, the names, he dedication the names. They used to, our formula used to do here, same like his dedication. After him, then Saraji about do again for dedication for all people who donate monies, sponsors. Okay. Doing the like lunch, the monks eating and also listening. Yeah. somebody meditate for lunch. this is, I don't know, second floor of monastery. We can see all the puja through the window, because the sponsors, like, you know, when people who do like sponsor for the puja, they prepare for seat roof of the close to window, right?
Yeah, they
prepare. Therefore, we stay here. Oh, here's another monk. This is Geshe Pema, behind me, the Geshe Gele, and we come to here. He is the one take care of our students right now at the monastery. Yeah. Okay, now we are going to offering mandala, right? Okay. Mandala offering for His Holiness photos. Come see. Now offering for monks. Each monk we offering 100 rupees. 100 rupees. Also we are so lucky that many the administrators said last few years the our puja is the biggest attending, one of the biggest attending. A lot of monks show up. Okay. We offering here 100 other the big puja 115 we offering for India rupees. Then monastery, he is the one of the administrator, and he say thank you, give kada for us. This hall is Hayagyur ritual puja room. I used to lead this room long time. This Hayagyur statue, the Hayagyur statue we beat. When I was in charge, we beat the statue. The statue is 9 feet. Yeah, 9 feet, very big. Okay. Now, almost finished puja, he went His Holiness Dalai Lama's photo, he went his palace. I think that's the last one. Yeah. Finished photos. I don't know how to do. I think then if you have courses, anything, and donacy, and Kandola and Luis here, pretty state, they can tell you something for trip. Maybe you tell Sandy about trip.
Well, I'll just mention again one of the things that was really heartwarming to me and really showed, you know, I was so glad that people clapped to hear that Kenshin Rinpoche will come again. When we were at his house, we were in his private dining room, and when he came here before, both times we did a group photo with him, and those photos are on display in his dining room. And he doesn't have photos like that with any other group, so we know that we're really precious to him, and he's of course precious to us too. So that was really great. I was going to jump in when we saw the food. The monks and Geshe Sangpo's house really can cook very well. What else is I just wanted to ask if you'd say a few words about Sarah J, because there's some people here that don't know our affiliation with the Sarah J Monastery. Sarah J is the monastery where Geshe Gelug grew up, and Geshe Sangpo arrived there as a teenager. It's much larger than I expected it to be in terms of just the size of the overall campus. There are quite a few temples, and then the monks all live in their own houses or dormitories.
Yes?
Yeah, okay. Just lost my train of thought. No, that's okay. And it's like a whole little community, and then surrounding it in the larger area is a Tibetan community also. And there are other, monasteries nearby. And there's more than one temple and more than one gompa. The very largest temple is very close to, House 26A. It's about a 3-minute walk away. So in the early morning and in the evenings, you can sit on the veranda at House 26A and hear the monks chanting, which is really very inspiring.
Yeah.
You had something, Kondo?
Yeah, when you're done.
Yeah. Well, we can just go back and forth.
Also, like ceremonial space, like people think ceremonial is, of course, monks do a lot like chanting and meditation there, but the ceremonial space is like, you know, kind of the university here.
It is.
Because monks are very busy, go here and there to class, and also like every monks have to wake up 5:30 every morning, 5:30, then go to puja. After puja, they like, you know, recite memorial the text. Then after that, everybody have to go to courtyard, right? Courtyard, debate, and every 11 o'clock have to lunch. Then after that, everybody busy with class. Then all 6 o'clock, everybody start in backyard again. Yeah, until the, like, sometimes like 11, sometimes like more like late. Therefore, monks more, monastery are more like, you know, look like Buddhist university.
Yeah. Yeah.
So everybody like busy with the study. Okay.
Yeah.
Then the Sera Monastery is, we call Sera Mahayana University, the one of the biggest university in Tibet, I think, in Tibet. Then some people call like the second Nalanda. Nalanda University. Have you ever heard Nalanda? Yeah. There's something like that. Sera Monastery is.
Yeah, I guess you took the words right out of my mouth, Geshe-la, which is that Sarah J. Monastery was when the exile from Tibet, the Dalai Lama, and worked with the monks that fled, the Geshes that fled, to reestablish the monastic system and the monastic university system, and Sarah J. is an example of that. And the reason, you know, we have such a strong connection with it is it's where the teachers that, you know, we so appreciate receiving teachings from, you know, have trained and practiced. And so Geshe Gelug, Geshe Sangpo, Kensar Rinpoche, many of the visiting teachers that we've, you know, had the privilege of having here trained at Sarah J. And the whole kind of, I guess, business of the monastery, you know, practice is to preserve the teachings so that, you know, the teachings can continue. Would that be accurate, Geshe-la?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
How many monks are there, and how many might be under the age of 16?
I think Sarah J. is between 3,000 and 4,000 monks. Sarah J., and it's right next door to Sarah May, which has, you know, you walk down a street and you cross a walk and you're in Sarah May, and that has 2,000, probably close to 2,000 monks, right, Geshe-la?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have, like, Sarah J. has two parts. One is like we call school, School students are under the 18.
Mm-hmm.
They have more than 700. I think some more than 700 monks studying there. For of course, they're studying prayer, chanting, plus they study English, history, science, or until like, you know, 10th Greek.
10th grade, yeah.
Yeah. Then I heard, like, you know, one of the education in church, they have people like 2,000, more than 2,000, they're studying, peasants are studying more than 2,000 monks. Then except for that, like people who become geishas, people who work at the monastery, the many, many different, like, you know, right now, 2,000 monks are studying right now there. Those most monks are until the, like, you know, under the 14, I think most are under the 40.
And I was asked, Sarah is located in the southern part of India. It's about a 6 hour drive from Bangalore, hour drive from Bangalore. So it's in the, like, southern and central part of India. Closest big city is Mysore. And you've probably heard about Kopan Monastery, which was founded by Lama Yeshe and Lama Zopa Rinpoche in Nepal. It's much smaller than Sarah J. And it's very closely affiliated with FPMT. Sarah J. is separate from FPMT, but does have a connection. There is a house of monks in Sarah J. who are IMI, that's International Mahayana Institute. So that's the Sangha who are affiliated with FPMT. So there is a house in Sarah J. that are those monks. But Geshe Gelug and Geshe Sangpo, for example, were not from that house. They came up through the traditional Tibetan monastic system, and then Lama Zopa Rinpoche chose Geshe Gelug and requested that he come and teach for us, and then Geshe Sangpo followed later.
And there's a very large house of Kopan Monastery, which is the FPMT monastery in Nepal. The monks can only go so far there in their studies, and so for them to finish their Geshe degree at that point, they come to Sarah J.
For
and
study.
I think there's a house of almost 200 monks from Kopan continuing their studies from Kopan to get their Geshe degree.
And just to follow up with what Donna said, Geshe Gelug and Geshe Sampo are here in official FPMT positions as resident teachers. There are many FPMT centers that have no resident teacher. They desperately want one resident teacher, and we've had the incredible good karma to have two official FPM teachers and residents at Kadampa Center, and this is done strictly on Lama Zopa, our spiritual director's wishes and approval. It's they just can't come here and be a teacher. It's a very complicated process, so it's really something that we can rejoice in here at Kadampa Center that we have two highly qualified teachers here.
I wanted to mention one more connection that we have with House 26A. On the veranda, if those of you who were here when Geshe Sampo got his U.S. citizenship will remember that we had a big party to celebrate, and we all gathered on the altar with him and took a photograph. David Strivel took a photograph. And a copy of that photograph of all of you hangs at House 26A on the veranda. So if you were here then, you're at Sarah J. now.
Geshe Sangpo, you said that you were in charge of that Hayagriva room when you were at Sarah J.
Yes.
Can you tell us more about what you did? And what does it mean to be in charge of that room?
We have, like, you know, ritual, and Saraji has ritual community. The rich community, ritual community, like higher giver, the higher giver is like, you know, ritual community. They have 40 monks, plus to gain over two, gain over include. We have 40 monks. Then we have to, I don't know how to say, we have to responsibility to the take care, how improve ritual and His Holiness Dalai Lama's need sometimes like the puja, prayers, and also monastery, successful monastery, like, you know, especially monks, successful monks, education, and plus sometimes monastery has so many like big job becoming successful, we have to responsibility to pujas. Therefore, that time I and my friend Geshe Onchu used to there like 5 years leader. The leader, basically leader for the ritual. That make sense? Yeah. But during the, I was leader, we went to the His Holiness Dalai Lama Palace for 6 years, every year for 1 month, we retreat. The main, like, Saraji ritual, then all, like, I was, like, you know, Sasha, Nyima, Kaji, all higher Rinpoches, and His Holiness Dalai Lama, every, since, like, start to 1996 to 2001, until I became a Geshe, we went to the His Holiness Palace every year. We got very wonderful opportunity to stay, retreat with His Holiness Dalai Lama and wonderful the masters, yeah.
Geshe Sangpo mentioned Geshe Norbu and Geshe Wanchuk. Some of you, if you weren't here when we first met Geshe Sangpo, we also at that time met Geshe Norbu and Geshe Wanchuk. They came also with Geshe Pema and Geshe Sangpo's brother, Ondak, who lives in New York now. They came and did what was called the Shiva tour, and they traveled around. They were at Kadampa Center. They went to colleges and universities and other public places, and did sand mandalas and demonstrations of Tibetan dance and music, all to raise the money to build House 26A that they live in now. They used to live, was it 37 monks? In a teeny tiny little, much smaller house. And so they, the money that they were able to raise with help and support from Kadampa Center enabled them to build a home that is more conducive to a happy life. So we've been connected with them for quite a few years. And Geshe Norbu still lives here in Raleigh, and he comes occasionally and he helps keep the Gapa clean too.
Oh, you're here. Stand up, Geshe Norbu.
Can you tell us a little bit about going to the teaching for His Holiness?
Okay. The His Holiness teachings are wonderful. I receive 8 Kalachoka. This is the best I received teaching from Kalachoka, His Holiness Dalai Lama. Even we went to the Washington DC, but this is much, much better, clear, you know, organized Tibet either government. Therefore, I heard around like 250,000 people attend all over the 1995 or 99 country. This, yeah. Yeah, something like, yeah. Actually, His Holiness start from January 2nd for start the ritual, like something like the teaching. Really, teaching is start January 5th to January 14th. Yeah. It's a wonderful teachings and very good organized. It's very good. Yeah. And the holy, especially holy place, the Buddha Gaya. Buddha was liberation. Therefore, it's holy land, holy teacher, holy teaching. It's so wonderful. Yeah. Yeah. Any more question? Anything? Huh? Yeah.
I obviously wasn't sitting with Geshe Tsongpo and the monks.
There was a moment when every time day when the monks were working on the Kala Chakra Sand Mandala, and it was like but it doesn't matter what day, but they were about halfway through creating the Sand Mandala, making the Sand Mandala. And the Dalai Lama every day came in and he would walk around it and examine it.
Mm.
And one day he walked around and then he consulted with the monks and there was something that needed to be changed. And one of the women that was with me said, how can he know? I mean, this is a very complicated mandala, you know. Mm. How can he know what and see the mistake? And one of the other women, who was a very long-term practitioner, looked at her and said, well, it is his house, you know. I'm sorry, but I
appreciated that perspective so much.
It's really good. His Holiness said, he tell us many, many times, smile each other, laughing. Which she did like all of life. Then His Holiness said, every single day try to smile whoever you meet. Then he said, sometimes he had one problem, because when he was Germany, the beautiful lady come through the him. Then he smiled, the lady looked very strange for him. The lady think, oh, this like, you know, Tibet monks, what is wrong? Except that His Holiness said, whenever he meet the people, you know, man and woman, he smile, then everybody smile back. They start good relationship. Then he say, try to smile each other. He say many, many times.
Just a little bit more about the monastery too. It's like a little town, and so there are a few little shops, and then there's the houses where the monks live, and the different temples. And you'll be walking around, and suddenly you'll realize that class is just let out because a bunch of little monks will come running by, and they're on their way to the shop to spend their money to get some chips or something like that. And there are also a lot of dogs there. Some of the dogs are members of different households, and some of them don't have homes. And Louise has a very warm spot in her heart for dogs, so she was feeding them every day. And she started off feeding them cookies, and then we discovered you could buy bags of kibble in the monastery shop. And so she was taking care of the dogs every day.
Yeah.
This is not a question or anything. It's just not a question or anything. I just want to thank you very much for sharing with us your experience on Facebook. I saw the pictures that were posted, and thank you very much. So that way I felt that I was included as well. So.
Okay, thanks.
Actually, I want to add another thank you to that, which is a big thank you to you for giving up for so much of every year your life in the monastery to be here to teach us and help us, because going there I can see what a strong community you have there and how you're able to live, you know, that really devoted life as a monk in the monastery, and you give that up to be here for us. So we thank you for that.
And Geshe-la, we had tea once last year, year before, and you told me the story of escaping Tibet across the Himalayas to get to India. Could you talk about that briefly? That was a fascinating story.
Okay. I think many people already here. Okay. okay. Now, I don't know how to say. on 1985, then I was 12. Me and another my two friends, we escaped from Tibet to India. Then I think during the winter this time, because the some people advise us because why this time escape? Because Chinese soldiers cannot stay outside because too cold. Therefore, we escaped from Tibet to first Nepal. We crossed the mountain 21 days, and the mountain, a snow mountain and jungle mountain, and very like, you know, very high, the Himalaya, you can imagine it. When you got top of the mountain, you can see the one cloud, cannot see like anything. Then, yeah, we are so lucky. Many people, dead because somebody like, you know, somebody killed by Chinese soldier, the somebody killed, fall down on the mountain. They don't have to find anything like, you know, find their bodies. Therefore, we are so lucky. We crossed the 21 days. Our journey is successful. Then also many people, when they crossed the snow mountain, the snow is like, you know, they are tied here. Yeah, therefore many people lost their eyes, many people they lost like, you know, leg. But we are very successful. We got in monastery.
Did you have a guide to show you the way across?
Actually, like when we was in Nepal, my father and my friends pay for one of the guys, two guys who come from Nepal. They can speak Tibet very well, but mid of the way they ran away. Therefore, then we just followed, like, you know, the some people who escaped before the us, they are very nice. They put in the stone, like from here to there, then we followed, like, you know, this. They don't have any special road. We just like climb mountain.
Tell them how after they told you only needed a few days of food. And
yes. They told us 3 days we can cross the border. Then we bring very few food. We don't have any blanket. We don't have any like extra shoes. Now, of course, extra like paint. Then we took 21 days sleep on the jungle without like, you know, blanket. Then after 3 days, we all foods ran out. Therefore, we don't have food. The first we got the Nepali place, the one biscuit, like, you know, they took a lot of money because people are hungry. You know, right? Yeah, therefore, that's all gone. Yeah.
And how did you travel to be sure that you were safe and not seen by the soldiers? Were you walking at night, or how did you do that?
The mostly we are like high the daytime, then nighttime we cross because but we cross the some bridge, but many people like, you know, the cross the like river. We are not like that difficult, but we cross the many bridge that we can see Chinese soldier inside the near the beach, their house. Yeah, we can see. Yeah, it's really danger, But I think our parents are no choice. If they, we stay in the home, then I don't know what is going on the future. Therefore, they decide to send to us to India, basically for education. Yeah. It's not only me. Most Saraj monks come from the same way. Yeah. And okay. That's enough, right? Okay. Okay. Hi.
So I guess that's the end of our program, but before we do dedications, we're going to, I have just a quick announcement, and then Jill will have something for you, and then we'll do dedications and have a chance
to
offer classes if you wish.
Yeah, very good. Yeah.
So, well, first I'll mention we have been asking if anyone has work that they can offer to Geshe Sangpo's sister-in-law. She is looking for work as a babysitter or as a house cleaner. And if you have work that you can offer her, please see me or see Jill, and we'll get you in touch with her. She's really a lovely person, and she has a wonderful little boy. So she'd be good with children. Also, 2 weeks from now, we have Venerable Amy Miller coming back for another visit, and she's going to be teaching on awakening the developing a good heart. Yeah. Bodhicitta is in one word. And there are opportunities to help make that happen. You can do that financially with sponsorship, and you can find a link to the sponsorship opportunities on the calendar, or you can just leave a donation in the box if you wish. Also, we always need a little bit of volunteer help when we have a visiting teacher, and our volunteers will either, you know, greet folks at the door, sit up here and be program assistant and help with things like making sure the gompa is clean and so forth, and setting up or taking down water bowls. It's also, if you're interested, you can, in driving her to or from the teachings, I'll help you get in touch with Karen Mastriani, who coordinates that, and that's a really great way to make a more personal connection with a teacher, because you have during those few minutes of the drive. So we have a sign-up sheet here for the volunteer positions, and I'll put that out in the lobby so you can sign up for that. And now I turn it over to Jill.
I have more announcements. Do you want me to make the one for you? Okay. So the Triangle Interfaith Alliance invites you to attend the 2017 annual dinner on February 9th, Thursday. It's a Thursday from 6 to 9, so this is a big event for the whole year, the annual dinner. Reverend Jill Staten Bullard will be speaking. And this is what it looks like, and it's also on our communication wall outside. And so when we say communication wall, I'll just throw in what that means. There's one by the shoe rack. That's us to us. That's our stuff. SBC, classes, outreach. And then the other side is other things like events that we don't sponsor, or if you have a room to rent, or you're looking for a roommate, or you play the cello, you know, you have a cat that needs help. Anything that you need, that's your side by the bathroom. So I wanted you to know that. Also, we have a Sunday tea happening today, so there's lots of stuff happening. Nice that it coincided with welcoming Geshe Sangpo back. So that will be outside afterwards. There's light snacks. And the last one is on the back of here. Oh, so Joey's not here today, I don't think. And I just want to thank him, so you can tell him thank you. We've talked about the fact that he's no longer facilities manager. So we're trying something a little different. Since we don't have a facility manager, we're going to ask for handy helpers. So I put a sign outside with a pen on the board. If you're good at anything that can, if you can paint or fix things or, simple things that we're not going to hire out for, I'll take care of sort of managing it for a while in hopes that secretly, of course I'm going to say that loud, that maybe a manager will rise from the group of people. So if you guys sign up for it, then I can just call you when I need some light bulbs changed, we need something fixed, little things like that. So that's the handy helper crew. So if you'll sign that would be wonderful. And that's it. So we turn it over to Mr. Watkins.
Okay. Thank you.
is the closing down of the annual appeal.
Okay. Thank you, Jill. I'm Robbie Watkins. I'm the center director, and today we're bringing our 2017 annual appeal to a close. Thank you. Actually, it lasts till Tuesday, so if you're a procrastinator, you have a couple more days, but don't tell anyone, that's a secret. I'd like to thank everyone for filling your heart, not only with your financial support, but also with your gifts of time, effort, energy, and mantra. And remember to get your mug in the lobby if you signed on to support the center in any way. Today's your last chance to pick up mugs, and Jill can show you where those are out there. And I'm happy to report that as of this morning, we've met 93% of our goal for the 2017 annual appeal. And I'm also very happy to report at the end that we not only matched our procrastinator's pledge, but exceeded it by 65%. So procrastinators came to again, and we've got two more days for the procrastinating procrastinators to get us over the top. We still have a little way to meet our goal of $150,000. So someone will get the Better Late Than Never Award. I've won it for a number of years in a row here, but maybe someone can beat me out here. So you have until Tuesday if you want to qualify for that. And today we have also said over 140,101 mantras for the Mani Mantra Pledge. So that's fantastic. And we look forward to continuing that through the end of 2017. And I've been a member here since the early 90s, and I can see that little by little we've made tremendous progress in the way that we present the teachings of the Buddha here. And this comes through our devotion to our teachers, Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Lama Yeshe, Geshe Gelug, Geshe Sampo. And when you look around, everything that you see here, including the presence of the teachers, is because of the support of our members and those who find the teachings beneficial. So we can all rejoice in what we've accomplished together. Stretch. I'm being told to stretch. I'd like to thank the members of the Academy for this great award, and I'd like to thank my agent and my co-stars, and I'll pass it to Jill.
I'd also like to thank the Academy. I was going to do this at the end. It's better right here anyway while we wait for a little something to happen. So since we're 93% of the way, I did a little math quickly. That's $10,841 to go to meet a goal. We're almost ahead of where we were last year. So we'd like to get ahead of where we were last year, but we'd still like to get a little further and meet the actual goal of $150,000. So as some people have done before in past, I think Susan Potter did this once, If 100 people gave $108, you know where we're going with this, and 73 people gave $150, we'd meet our goal. Or if 50 people gave $100 and 100 people gave $58, we could meet our goal. So if we just even think about with the amount of people that are in this room, there's probably more than I did the math on. If everybody wants to pop just a little bit extra in the box, or text giving, which is kind of fun to do, online giving in different ways. Let me just peek and see. Okay, so what else can we talk about? Well, we want to thank the people who, Ann Skavresius probably isn't here today, but she did all the design for the annual appeal, all of the brochure and the sign out front and everything. So she did all of that work. That was a lot of work, getting everything ready. All the people who folded everything and got everything ready in the mail to you, and all the people who are writing thank you notes that you might be getting in the mail, they're handwritten, and all the people doing the skits, I really want to thank them. One thing that occurred to me when Geshe Sangpo was talking is that about smiling and being happy. You know, we've taken a little segue of being kind of playful with this. So we've never really come out and said, well, I just did that, so it's kind of a lie, but just give money. We're trying to make it that you understand that you can do things in different ways with service or with in-kind donations and with mantra pledges. And does everybody know where that mantra pledge place is on the website? If you're doing your mantras now, you can pop them into the website. Oh, I hear something. Are they coming? They're on their way. kind of anticlimactic. So, they're coming in this way. Okay. So now you can do the part about
what I did. Okay, let's see. Okay.
Do we have music?
Yes.
Okay, so it's this becoming that we all have to look forward to for our future at the Kadampa Center. And here is our future.
Yay!
Let's give them the floor to close down the 2017 annual appeal. Again, on behalf of all our teachers, the board of directors, and myself, thank you, everyone.
We want to end with the children instead of the adults. This is David Bowie's song, Fill Your Plate, and that's the Feed Our Campaign. So we wanted the children to dance us out, inviting you guys to join in on the fun. Does everybody know that song? It's rather Buddhist, and he was a Buddhist, so it's a quite beautiful song. You guys ready to get your boogie on?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
You guys want to. We need all the boogiers.
Want to dance? Go on. Oh,
page 246 in the gold prayer book, and if you have the white binder, just it's on the opposite side, the dedication from Master Shantideva's Bodhi Karyavatara, page 246. May all beings everywhere sanctify themselves in their mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merit. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sound. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drink. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity.
Thank you.
Thank
May
you.
There be timely rains and bountiful harvests.
Thank you.
May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear
fruit.
Thank
you. Thank you.
May all who are sick and ill quickly
Thank
be freed
Thank
from
you
their
so
ailments.
Much. Thank you.
Whatever
Thank
diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again.
Thank you.
May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be free.
Thank
may the
power Thank
of find
so
power
we'll
may people
you.
Think of benefiting justice. As long
you,
as faith
so
remains,
Thank
as long
you.
As sentient beings remain, until then, may I too remain.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So let's chant the Tara Mantra, which was
Thank
on
you.
Page 37.
Thank you.
Om Taretu Taretu
Deso
Ha. Om Taretu Taretu Deso Ha. Om Taretu Taretu Deso Ha. Om Taretu Taretu Deso Ha. Om Taretu Taretu Deso Ha.
Thank you.
Om Taretu Taretu Deso Ha.
Thank you so very much. Thank you. 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 Thank you.
Om Taretu Taretu Deso Ha.
Thank you so very much.
Om Taretu Taretu Deso Ha.
Thank you.
Om Taretu Taretu Deso Ha.
Thank you. Thank you so very much.
Om Taretu Taretu Deso Ha. Om Taretu Taretu Deso
Ha. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Om Taretu Taretu Deso Ha.
Thank you.
Om Taretu Taretu Deso Ha. 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 Om Taretu Taretu Deso Ha.
Thank you so very much. Thank you.
Om Taretu Taretu Deso Ha.
Thank you.
Om Taretu Taretu Deso Ha. Om Taretu Taretu Deso Ha. Om Taretu Taretu Deso Ha.
Thank you so very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Om Taretu Taretu
Thank you. Thank you.
Om Taretu Taretu
Thank you.
Om Taretu Taretu Deso Ha.
Thank you.
Om Taretu Taretu Deso Ha.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Om Taretu Taretu Deso Ha.
Thank you. Thank you.
Om Taretu Taretu Deso Ha.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you. Grazie.
Om Taretu Deso Ha.
Thank you. Good dance.
Om Taretu Taretu Deso Ha. Om Taretu
Thank you so very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you. I like your dance.
Taretu
Thank you.
Om Taretu Taretu Deso Ha. Om Taretu Taretu Deso Ha.
Thank you. It's okay. What is your name?
Om Taretu Taretu Deso Ha. Om Taretu Taretu Deso Ha.
Thank you.
Om Taretu Taretu Deso Ha.
Thank you so very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Om Taretu Taretu Deso Ha.
Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. Om Tare Tu
Tare Tu Re Soha.
Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Thank you.
Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Thank you so very much. Thank you.
Om Tare Tu Re Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Thank you so very much. Thank you. Thank you.